Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour, and we have some really great information to share today. We are going to discuss the true causes of high blood pressure. Some of us may have heard of the term hypertension as well. And we're definitely going to even break that down a little bit further. So high blood pressure is a common condition in which the long-term force of the blood against your artery walls is high enough that it may eventually cause health problems. You know, this is how we hear it, such as heart disease. And it is something that is very common. I've been a practitioner for over 20 years now, and I see this all of the time. I've been working with clients with this for years, and it definitely is a commonality. So what we're going to cover here today is we're going to talk about high blood pressure from the medical profession, how it's addressed within the medical community, and then we're also going to look at it from a holistic perspective where we really get to understand what is underneath all of that. Because underneath any illness, there's always an emotional root, or the fact that there's just lack of congruency in our reality. Okay, so let's look at what is blood pressure. What is blood pressure? Blood pressure is the force that moves blood through our circulatory system. And it is an important force because oxygen and nutrients would not be pushed around our circulatory system to nourish tissues and organs without blood pressure. So again, blood pressure is the force that moves blood through our circulatory system. Now, we don't even think about blood pressure. We just, for some reason, we just immediately go to high blood pressure. But, you know, these concepts are really important for one to know with just understanding your human body, your human avatar. So just knowing what blood pressure is really helps you to begin to tap into how your body is functioning. Okay, so once again, blood pressure is a force that moves blood through our circulatory system. Blood pressure is also vital because it delivers blood cells and antibodies for immunity and hormones such as insulin. So here it is, when we think of the word blood and now pressure, where have they been focused? We're thinking about high blood pressure, hypertension. And once again, it is so important that we understand what blood pressure is. And this blood pressure, it also communicates with what? Your immune system. And right now, we are in the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour. So this is really important for us to begin to put the pieces of the puzzle together. So just as important as providing oxygen and nutrients, the fresh blood that gets delivered is able to pick up the toxic waste products of metabolism, including carbon dioxide, we exhale with every breath, and the toxins we clear through our liver and kidneys. Now, again, did you know that? Did you ever look at it like this? Pressure. Okay, this is just understanding a natural function within the human body. And blood itself carries a number of other properties, including its temperature. It also carries one of our defenses against tissue damage, the clotting platelets that prevent blood loss following injury. Now, again, this is something that is just so vital for us just to know and understanding. And the more that we become connected with our body, the more aligned we get, the more congruent that we become with our health as a whole. You know, I was speaking with a client earlier today, and she said we were on a 4 a.m. meditation, and we covered some great topics. And anyone, as a matter of fact, will be able to join this meditation. We were covering the kidneys today. And she said, you know, after this meditation, I realized that I have not been congruent with my body. So I'm just sharing that with you because it's not just you if you're not congruent. There are many of us who have not been congruent with our bodies. But now, with you being here today, you're getting information that this way you can become congruent with your body and your health, and you can begin your owner's manual. So now, with that being said, we are going to take a break. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is the neuron.
Greetings, and we're back, and we're talking about high blood pressure. And we were just covering what blood pressure is. Blood pressure is the force that moves blood through our circulatory system. But what exactly is it that causes blood to exert a pressure in our arteries? Well, the answer is simple. The heart creates blood pressure by forcing out blood when it contracts with every heartbeat. Okay? And blood flows through our body because of a difference in pressure. Okay? So our blood pressure is highest at the start of its journey from our heart when it enters the aorta, and it is lowest at the end of its journey along progressively smaller branches of arteries. That pressure difference is what causes blood to flow around our body. Arteries affect blood pressure in a similar way to the physical properties of a garden hose pipe affecting water pressure. Constricting the pipe increases pressure at the point of constriction. And without the elastic nature of the artery wall, for example, the pressure of blood will fall away more quickly as it is pumped from the heart. And while the heart creates the maximum pressure, the properties of the arteries are just as important to maintaining it and allowing blood to flow throughout the body. So here it is. Now you have a really great concept or now knowingness of what blood pressure actually is. Okay, that's just blood pressure. That's knowing how this blood is moving through the body and why. Okay, so now the condition of the arteries affects blood pressure and flow. Okay, so that is something that we have to take into consideration. And narrowing of the arteries can eventually block the supply altogether, and this is what can lead to dangerous conditions. Okay, so this is just looking at it from a symptomatic perspective. Okay, this is just purely a symptomatic perspective. Now, we are going to look at high blood pressure and what that is exactly. Okay, so once again, high blood pressure is a common condition in which the long-term force of blood against your artery walls is high enough that it may eventually cause health problems such as heart disease. Okay? And blood pressure is determined by both the amount of blood your heart pumps and the amount of resistance to blood flow in your arteries. The more blood your heart pumps and the narrower your arteries, the higher your blood pressure. So let's say that again. The more blood your heart pumps and the narrower your arteries, the higher your blood pressure. So you can have high blood pressure for years and not even know it. even without symptoms, you can begin to experience these things. And interestingly enough, working with clients throughout the years, what I would see is that when they would come in with, they were told by their medical practitioners that they had high blood pressure, they would come in, and when you would look at them, and we always say you can never judge a book by its cover, but they're just moving along like it's any regular day, okay? And once again, we may not have any symptoms. So, but damage can still happen, and it may go undetected until there's something that really begins to show. And again, we're going to look at some of those symptoms a little bit further. But, you know, uncontrolled high blood pressure increases your risk of serious health problems, including, as we said earlier, a heart attack or a stroke. And high blood pressure, it definitely develops over many years, and it affects nearly, I want to say so many people. Okay, I know that there have been times, even in my own reality, where I've had my blood pressure taken and it was somewhat elevated, let's say after playing sports, or if I've been under stress, or, depending on the situation, and I had my blood pressure taken, and it was what was considered maybe a high normal, but just the fact that it was elevated, okay? And again, for me, that didn't even make any sense, because I always considered myself a healthy person. But the more that I began to expand upon it, I began to understand that there were some things here going on with my body that weren't just about the physical, that there were other layers that were present. And as we stated earlier, most people don't have signs or symptoms, okay, even when they have that have been dangerously high, okay, dangerously high. And that person may not have symptoms that will say that they're not necessarily conscious of. Now, in the medical community, what is generally seen as not having symptoms is you're able to walk in and, again, you may just look like your regular self every day and there aren't necessarily any symptoms, but you, the individual, you know if there's something that's happening in your life, okay? If you're going through changes as to why your body is responding the way that it is. And this is why having this topic on the show today is so important, so people can begin to tap into yourself, okay? So you can begin, once again, to look at what's happening within your body. Now, some people may have headaches, shortness of breath, and I used to having high blood pressure, but I have seen this with clients where they are under a lot of stress at that time. And yes, these may have been some of the symptoms that they were experiencing, but the reason why we don't want to get necessarily caught up in symptoms, because we can have these symptoms and not necessarily have high blood pressure. Symptoms, what do? They just tell you that something is wrong, but they're not telling you exactly what's wrong, okay, what's wrong. So let's expand upon the term high blood pressure, okay? So, yes, that's a diagnosis, okay, high blood pressure, hypertension. But it's blood pressure that is high, okay? Your blood pressure, which is a normal function, is high. The reason why it's being stated like this is because I'm just trying to plant seeds that when you hear this terminology, you begin to pay attention to what you're hearing. So let's just say you went to go see your medical practitioner, and he says, you know, Mrs. Pierman, your blood pressure is high. But you see, what I'm really hearing is that my blood pressure is elevated, that my blood pressure, there's something going on here, and I need to begin to pay attention to what's happening within myself. It's just not the fact that it's high, okay? You know, generally, the approach is, okay, if you have high blood pressure, then we're going to get you on some medication to bring it down. Now, I want to understand, why is my blood pressure high? If blood pressure is a natural function, if blood pressure is a natural function, and remember, blood pressure is the force that move the blood throughout our circulatory system. So if that is a normal function, then why would it be high? Okay, so important that we begin to really pay attention to what we're hearing. Okay, we instead of words just being tossed around, okay, like a bunch of golf balls, so to speak, you know, we don't want to look at it like that. This is why it is so important that we begin to pay attention to what we're hearing, okay? So what we're going to do is we're getting ready to take another break. When we come back, we're going to break down the word hypertension. We're going to break down the word hypertension, okay? So we're going to take a break. We're going to hear another word from our sponsors, and then we will continue our discussion about high blood pressure.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Well, welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we are discussing high blood pressure today. So before we took our break, we're going to break down the word hypertension. Hypertension. You know, having been a practitioner for years, I would hear these words myself, and I basically would tune them out. Okay, I would hear the word hypertension, high blood pressure, and not really think anything of it because I just always thought of it in what's happening. I never really thought about the why. Okay, I knew what was happening physiologically, but I never really started to break it down until these last couple of years, that really listening to what you're being told, when you begin to have a better understanding, you're becoming more in tune, you're becoming more aligned with your own body. So let's look at the word hypertension. So if we take the definition of hyper, overexcited, overstimulated, keyed up. Again, overexcited, overstimulated, keyed up. Okay? So also, seriously or obsessively concerned, fanatical, rabid. That's just hyper. Okay? Overexcited, overstimulated, keyed up. So now if someone tells you that you're experiencing hypertension and you understand what hyper means, that you're overexcited, overstimulated, or keyed up, that you know that your body is definitely going through some changes. Now, let's look at the word tension. The act of stretching or straining, or the state of being stretched or strained. Okay, again, the state of being stretched or strained. So now we have hyper, overexcited, overstimulated, keyed up, and tension, the act of stretching or straining. So that is, when you just think about, now that you understand what's happening with how the blood is moving through the body and how the arteries are playing a role in this, now you can begin to see what's actually happening. Now, if we are overexcited, overstimulated, keyed up, then what are we really experiencing? We are experiencing an emotional reaction. We are having an emotional reaction. Okay, so the term high blood pressure, which is definitely more on the clinical side, but then when you look at the terminology of hypertension, that word in itself is telling an individual that they are definitely under some kind of emotional stress. So what am I saying here? That you are experiencing high blood pressure, that you are under emotional stress. And that is the root cause. That is true cause of what is causing one's blood pressure to be high, to be elevated. Okay. So now we're just going to look at, before we move into that, just want to look at what normal blood pressure is, what elevated blood pressure is, and what they would consider high blood pressure stage one, high blood pressure stage two, or hypertension stage one, stage two, and hypertension crisis. So when you go to your doctor and they take your blood pressure using what you call a sphygmomanometer, I know that's like a tongue twister there, sphygmomanometer, that's the instrument that is used in order to measure your blood pressure. And normal blood pressure, your the top number, your systolic, which is 120, and your bottom number, which is the diastolic, which is 80. That's 120 over 80. And this is what is considered normal within the medical community. Okay. Elevated blood pressure, starting to creep up a little bit, and top number, the systolic readings are ranging from 120 to 129 over 80. Okay, so that would be considered elevated. That's not high. That would be considered elevated. Now, once we start to get into what would be considered hypertension is, and if this is your numbers are consistent, like one day out of the blue, your numbers are elevated. Like if that does not mean that you're experiencing hypertension, I want to be very clear on that. Okay, but if your numbers are 130 to 139 over 80 plus, we're talking about 80 to 89, and this is where your doctor may say, hey, you know what? You've been here your last couple of visits. Your numbers have been in the 130 to 139 range, and your diastolic has been like anywhere between 80 and 90. And, you know, that would be considered, you know, stage one hypertension. Now, stage two is where your numbers are at 140 over 90. Okay. Now, remember, this is the medical diagnosis. Okay, 140 over 90 or higher. Okay, so again, we're looking at what now, let's just go back to hypertension. Whether your numbers are 130 or 125 or 140, and it becomes consistent, what are we looking at? We know that we are under stress and that we need to begin looking at our lives from another perspective. Okay, it's not just about having someone telling you that you're experiencing high blood pressure. It is an opportunity for you to turn around and say, okay, this is way off track. My body is going through some major changes. I'm not having any symptoms here except for this doctor telling me that my last couple of visits have been consistently high. And I need to begin to reevaluate my life, okay, my life to understand what's going on. Because at the root of every illness, there is an emotional root. There's always an emotional root. There never is not. And for those of you that have been on some of the other shows, we've talked about this a couple of times, how any dis-ease that we experience, okay, is bringing us back into the past, and we're not in the present moment. So that means that we are doing what? That we are beginning to reflect upon things, not in the present moment, but in the past. And if our minds are continuously dwelling on these things, then yes, this can definitely begin to make biochemical and physiological changes in the body. So now we're going to take a look at what some of the emotional changes are that are taking place. And as a matter of fact, even though we're looking primarily at high blood pressure today or quote-unquote hypertension, we're also going to look at hypotension as well. We'll look at that briefly. Now, high blood pressure, long-standing emotional problem not solved. That's one of the emotional expressions of what hypertension is, long-standing emotional problem not solved. Let me say that again, long-standing, that means it's been there for a while, long-standing emotional problem not solved, okay? So now, as we continue to expand upon this, okay, let's just look at what the blood pressure, I'm going to move into it again from an emotional perspective. The blood pressure is an expression of a person's general dynamism, general dynamism, and it arises out of the mutual effects of the behavior of the lipid blood on the one hand and the behavior of the limiting walls of the blood vessels on the other. When considering the blood pressure, we always need to bear in mind these two mutually contradictory components. The fluid and the flowing on the one hand, and the limitation of the resistance of the walls of the blood vessels on the other. To the extent that the blood corresponds to our own inner being, the walls of the blood vessels correspond to the limits that the unfolding personality sets itself and the resistances that stand in the way of our development. I just want to share that one more time. To the extent that the blood corresponds to our own inner being, the walls of the blood vessels correspond to the limits that the unfolding personality sets itself and the resistances that stand in the way of our development. So take that information alone and you look at just where you are in your own state of consciousness. Are you finding that you are resisting something or some things constantly, day in and day out? Are you fighting yourself with something? Is there something that inside that you are not addressing? And you can feel this where it's so constricted, because in order for the blood pressure to be elevated, those arteries must be constricted. Now, that's the physiological aspect. But what are you experiencing? Are you experiencing some level of resistance in your reality, okay, where your body is being affected physiologically, what you are experiencing emotionally? So now, blood itself symbolizes life. The blood is the physical vehicle of life and the expression of our own individuality. The blood is not just a very special juice, it is our very life juice. Every drop of blood contains the whole person. So every drop of your blood contains you. Every drop contains you. Hence the great significance of blood in how we look at it from so many variations or different practices, okay? And why a single drop of blood, when you go to the doctor, okay, and they look at that under a microscope, can be used to make an overall diagnosis. Okay. So again, your blood is in your hands. So once again, when we're looking at the concept of high blood pressure, where are you in your own state of consciousness? Are you resisting something in your life, in your day-to-day reality? Are there things that you are not, that you know that you may need to surrender to, but you're choosing not to? And this stress, this level of stress, this mental and emotional stress that one is experiencing, that is creating this physiological stress on your body. Now, it's known definitely from experimental research that the pulse and blood pressure are raised not just by increased physical activity, but simply by what? Thinking about it. Now, we were just talking about what could be happening in your reality. Now, just being able to think about your blood pressure being elevated can actually raise it. Now, what does that tell you? The power of the mind. Okay, the power of the mind. And that's someone who can, who has the ability to focus and think about their blood pressure being elevated. They can do that. Now, someone who is unconscious, who's been told that their blood pressure is elevated, they can stay trapped in that train of thought, what we call a trance state, and their blood pressure remains elevated. The blood pressure likewise goes up if a conversation gets too close to a person's particular conflict area, but soon goes down again if the person concerned starts talking about the conflict of his or her own volition and so verbalizes the problems involved. And there are many of us that don't like to express or share what's going on with us, and we are holding this in. And then what happens if we become resistant and we are creating a resistant stress on the body, a major resistant stress on the body? And yes, sometimes when we have the opportunity, we can begin talking about it. Sometimes if we are releasing it in our conversation, we may see it drop. And there are other times if we become so immersed in what we're actually talking about, okay, we can actually raise it even higher. And I've seen it happen within my practice on both ends. And we're going to expand upon that in a little bit, but right now we are going to take a break and hear another word from our sponsors. So thank you for being here today.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights Auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Wow, that was a commercial break talking about our trip to Alaska, accessing your multidimensional self under the auroras. And I'm definitely going to expand upon that as well a little bit later because this trip is really going to be an opportunity for people to get the opportunity to release these layers that they have been anchored to on top of upgrading your life, upgrading your DNA. So we're going to talk about that momentarily. But before we do that, before we move on, I would like to hear some questions or comments from our callers right now.
Hold on, let me go back in and look before. Just turn on the TV if you want to. Huh? I thought
Hello?
I had you too.
Hello?
Where is it?
Okay. Hello? Hi, this is Dr. Cameron with the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour.
The punch cards? Yeah. If you have those, we still take them, but we do not make any new ones.
Greetings, this is Dr. Cameron with the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. Do you have any questions?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Hi, this is Dr. Pearman. How are you?
Can you hear me, Dr. Pearman?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry. I'm very
Do you have
well
any questions?
Here,
I'm doing great.
Okay, so my question was, I know that a lot of African-American women develop heart problems. I just wanted to know, like, does the blood quality directly start to affect the other organs throughout the body?
Okay, so you're asking, does the blood quality start to affect the other organs throughout the body? Absolutely. I mean, that is Well, we were just talking about how what you can access, the information that can be accessed from one drop of blood. So if your blood is looks like this, if we're seeing toxicities that are flowing throughout the system, okay, and just even, again, what we're experiencing within our thoughts, absolutely that affects the blood quality. You know, your blood quality has the opportunity to shift every 127 days. It takes 7 days for a blood cell to mature before it's released out into the bloodstream. Okay, so you actually have a 127-day period. So your thoughts alone are enough to poison the quality of one's blood. Okay, so absolutely, and I know that you made reference to African-American, but, you know, what we have to understand is that we are one race, that we are the human race. So even though we have been categorized or put into a box or, so to speak, this can happen to anyone and everyone, okay, as far as experiencing having toxic blood quality, definitely having toxic blood quality, because it just doesn't have to end up in elevated blood pressure or hypertension. Having a toxic blood quality can lead to so many other as well.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what's happening in one's emotional reality.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for being here with us today. Greetings. This is Dr. Pyramid with the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. Do you have a question? Okay. Well, thank you all for who is here with us this evening. So I want to continue to expand upon what elevates one's blood pressure. So remember we were talking earlier about, you know, where are you in your life? Okay, where are you? Let's just look at that metaphorically. Okay, because we understand that in order for the blood pressure to elevate, that the walls of the artery, they must be constricted, okay? And what is that? That is a level of resistance. That's a level of resistance. So your thoughts can definitely affect your blood pressure, okay? Your thoughts can actually, everything starts with a thought, okay? And remember, an emotion is a thought attached to a feeling, okay? So whether it's anger, frustration, doubt, fear, aggression. I mean, the list goes on, right? The list goes on. So, again, an emotion is a thought attached to a feeling. And that means that we are pulling information from the past. And anytime that we are existing in the past, your body is always under some level of stress. It doesn't matter what symptoms you may have. It's just understanding that if we exist in an emotional reality, that your body is under a level of stress, which definitely leads to disease. And this is why it is so important that we begin to pay attention to what we are thinking. You know, if constantly thinking about a given experience or activity or just a constant replay, it increases the circulation without the act translated into actual motor function. And so being what happens, it then becomes discharged in its physical form. And this is what is literally a kind of long-term pressure. So remember what was expressed earlier, that hypertension is a long-standing emotional problem not solved. So where are we in this? What are we focusing on? You know, one of the best quotes I ever heard from one of my mentors is, you can't think about what you don't want to think about without thinking about it. Let me say that two more times. You can't think about what you don't want to think about without thinking about it. You can't think about what you don't want to think about without thinking about it. That means that you are always thinking about it. And it is so important that we begin to take the steps to begin to change all of this. It really is important that we begin to come out of the past and into the present. And how does one do that? By beginning to pay attention to what we are looking at. What are we focusing on? Because it's definitely not our health. It's definitely not our physical body. And are we focusing on life? No. Okay? Because we could very much be thinking about death and not even know it. And believe it or not, death is actually a symptom. It is a symptom. It is an emotion. It is not the truth about how the physical body is supposed to operate. So, again, we need to begin looking at what are we focusing on, what are we thinking about. You know, I always like to use myself as an example because many of my clients don't think that I have these sorts of issues. Oh, I do. I do. You know, in the past, I would focus and dwell on things over and over and over and over and over again. Over. I mean, just nonstop. Just nonstop. And then, you know, I would then, once I delve into the holistic aspect of health, I began to realize that, wow, you know, I think maybe I'm a little OCD here, okay? And once I began to break those chains, so to speak, I began to found that my life began to expand into so many other great things. And I knew that with some of the health experiences that I was experiencing at that time was definitely based on my thoughts. Definitely based on my thoughts. Was I experiencing high blood pressure? No, because it doesn't have to be high blood pressure. But this is what we're talking about here today. So we are going to take another break right now. We have a word from our sponsors, and then we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about our trip to Alaska, and then we're going to expand some more on the emotional root of hypertension.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Okay, so I want to talk about this trip to Alaska that we at the Jewel University are going to in September. I am so excited. I'm ready to get on that plane tomorrow because I am ready for an upgrade in my life right now, today, in this second. And this is an opportunity for us to go. It's called the Advanced Discipline Workshop. And the reason why it's called the Advanced Discipline Workshop because it is for the students who brains are balanced and locked, okay, and how we will be studying with Dr. Jewel Pookrum and Stephanie South, also known as the Red Queen, from the lawoftime.org. And the information that we are getting, from the both of them, just in itself, is helping one to expand and understanding who you are, where you are, in your own existence right now. That's just, again, understanding who you are and where you are. Now, the other information that we are receiving as to why this is Advanced Discipline Workshop is the information that is coming in definitely requires one to have a balanced brain just in order to process the information because you're beginning to understand the different stages of what we call cosmic science. You have to understand that, you know, that there's life beyond the status quo. Okay, the universe has an order. And as we continue to expand within our own physical reality as well as our conscious reality, then this is where this information begins to come in. So we're going to Alaska during a time where right now the planet itself is in a 6,000-year pole shift, right? And when we're there in September, it will be at an apex. Now, we're going to be studying and meditating underneath these auroras. And any species, whether it's an ant on the ground, okay, or whether it's a human being that is going to be underneath these auroras, they are going to be affected by these auroras. Auroras are light therapy. You know, if you really think about it, light therapy is developed after this concept, okay? And this is going to be, and the frequency of these auroras, because we're at the apex of the 6,000-year pole shift, that it will be completely exponential. And light therapy, just in itself, if you're in a room and you're under light, that itself is known to make changes or to aid the physical body in healing, in transforming. Now, that's being in a room with, we'll say, ultraviolet light. Now, imagine being under these auroras, what that's going to do. This is, okay, this is from the earth. This is what we will get to experience. So this is going to be quite expansive. It is going to be very healing. In addition, you'll be healing generations of stuff that we've been harboring. Okay, it's going to help to release a lot of what we call miasma. And miasms come from a Greek term called miasma, which means to taint, stain, or pollute. The information that we have inherited transgenerationally, from our thoughts to our experience and even to our physical nature. Being underneath these auroras is going to give a person the opportunity to release so much of this information, on top of having the opportunity to activate dormant DNA, the information. Now, your DNA has some depth of information. You know, I mean, major depth of information. And this is what you are working with right now. So now, activating dormant DNA, releasing these miasms, activating dormant DNA, that is an upgrade. Your life is going to transform. You will be vibrating at a significantly higher frequency. So how a person is going in is not how they're coming out. That is for sure. So if you're looking for an upgrade in your life, you still have time to join us. If you're not with the Jewel University, or if you are and you're thinking about going, please get signed up, because this is not a weekend retreat. This is the opportunity for people to be able to come in and transform on a multitude of levels. And if you are beyond, you know, what we consider the status quo, many of us are trying to reach the state of wealth, okay, and we think that that is what life is. No, it goes so far beyond that. And this is what is going to allow you to, A, not just that, move into your purpose as well. Okay, this is definitely going to help someone to begin to, not begin, but definitely, okay, and if you're confused about that, we'll talk about our meditation that we're having at 4 a.m. in the morning tomorrow, the day out of time meditation and celebration. But again, this trip is going to allow someone to upgrade their life at levels that they couldn't even imagine before. And I know that's the truth. That is not just a want, that is the truth, because that is the order of the universe. When we move along with the order of the universe continues to put the things in our path that is going to help us to transform at higher levels of consciousness. So we invite all of you to be there with us, and this is taking place in September. The dates are September 17th through the 23rd. Those are the dates of the workshop, but of course, understanding all the travel and hotel is the other information that comes when you're in the group. So please, we look forward to for you to be there with us. Now, so that is the Advanced Assistant Workshop, but how do you get there? How do you get there? Now, this is going to take us back to how we can begin to heal this concept of quote-unquote high blood pressure. Now, the one of the main reasons that we have the health issues that we have is because we are working with partial brain function. We're working with partial brain function. You know, every other species on the planet works with their whole brain. We're the only ones that do not, okay? And it's important for someone to truly be able to heal, they must get their brains balanced. And when one gets their brain balanced, this is where the brain begins to experience what we call neurogenesis, meaning new, a new development. You start growing new brain tissue. And when you begin to grow this new brain tissue, what happens? The body has the opportunity to be able to retrieve the information that it couldn't get before, okay, because it was working with limited brain tissue. You know, if you look at the brain tissue that's limited, it's saturated. It can't absorb anymore, right? And that's why a lot of times, even if we try and find the quote-unquote perfect diet or the perfect supplement, and even if sometimes we're trying meditation or we travel over here to this country trying to get some sort of remedy for this health issue that we have, or we find out that there's a new supplement and it doesn't seem to work, it's because we don't have the brain tissue available for the body, we don't have the brain tissue available for the information to be sent to the body. Okay, so here it is. We're working with saturated brain tissue. So if you think of a wine sack, okay, you can't pour new wine into an old sack. You can't. It's going to be completely useless. Well, that's what happens with information and your body getting the information that it needs to heal and having a balanced brain. This is not about intellectual development, okay? This is about what is supposed to be all along. All along, it was always supposed to be that way. But because we've gotten so consumed in not knowing who we are anymore, not understanding who we are at the core, being caught up in this emotional reality, this is what happens working with limited brain tissue. So how does one begin to heal? By holosyncing your brain, by balancing your brain, understanding your mental coefficient, your mental potential, and your emotional coefficient. When both hemispheres of the brain are equally synced, they're synced, not equally synced, but they're synced, then that is where the development and the transformation begins to take place, okay? So this is not a technique that one is just doing, learning to have, you know, more excitement and more and enjoyment in your life. This is about understanding having a balanced brain. Utilizing a balanced brain is definitely a way of life. And if you are experiencing hypertension, okay, this high blood pressure, you definitely want to get your brain balanced because this is going to help the body to heal. And when you do have a balanced brain, it allows us to expose some of the emotional challenges that we need to transform. We'll expand on that in just a moment. We're going to take another break and hear another word from our sponsors. Thank you.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUUL University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Greetings and welcome back. So once again, having a balanced brain will aid us in transforming. Now, we were talking about how this trip to Alaska can help one to move into their purpose. Okay, but remember, in order to go, you have to have a balanced brain, right? So tonight at 4 a.m. with the JUUL University, we are having what you call a day out of time meditation and celebration. And you need to join us tonight, okay, if you are trying to evolve into who you came here to be. We've been on a meditation since July 3rd, okay, with maybe a one-day break in between. Every morning at 4 a.m., we're on this meditation. The one tonight is really about you transforming into who you came here to be. Now, excuse me, I'm not discounting the past ones whatsoever because that, too, has been about transforming who we came here to be. But if this is your first time and you are looking to understand why, the who, the what, the how of why you're here, okay, we're going to provide you with some great tools tonight, some great information. I'm saying tonight, but it's really 4 a.m., to be able to transform your life and tap into why you're here, what you love, and who you came here. So now, with that being said, are there any other callers that have a question? Does anyone have a question right now before we move forward? Greetings, this is Dr. Heather Pierman with the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour.
Caller 889, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
No, I don't. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Caller 507, you are unmuted. Do you have a question?
No, I do not. I just asked my question earlier. She answered.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being here with us today. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Well, knowing that hypertension is definitely a long-standing emotional problem not solved, you now know what you can do to begin to take the steps to transform. Does your life have to stay this way? No, it doesn't. Even though that has not been the traditional way that we've been conditioned to think, the body is a self-healing organism. So now you know what you can do. You can reach out to us at drpearman@juis.education if you have any questions about what steps you can take to begin to eliminate this hypertension. Yes, the medical diagnosis is high blood pressure, but you know, let's keep that term hypertension in mind because, as the definition stated earlier, overstimulated, keyed up, okay, you know that there's definitely an emotional root as to what's happening. And we definitely have the tools here at the Juul University to provide one with the opportunity to transform their life on a multitude of levels. Nothing is permanent. Everything has the opportunity to transform. So we want to thank you for being here with us today during the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we definitely look forward to seeing you next week.
Greetings, and welcome to the Juul Network
Science
Broadcast
and Frequency.
The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Juul University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Juuls. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Juuls, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Juul Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.